It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Ev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, for this podcast, we actually did a little research out in the field. We went out to the Hustler Casino in Gardena, California to get a good perspective on poker and the various aspects of both the game and the atmosphere. And Mike, both you and I learned some things.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I mean, you know, going out, see, one thing just to point out, I don't gamble.
True.
I'm not, I've never appealed to me, you know, even when I turned 21. I mean, it's like whatever. So the thing is for me is I always get a little depressed mm-hmm. when I go into casinos because I'm not gambling. You know, I'm not playing the game. So I'm just watching people throw away their money. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching people, you know, sort of these degenerates, so to speak, you know, who, you know, like, just take out their entire paycheck for the, you know, for the month or whatever, just throw it all away on, you know, on a game they don't understand how to play. So they're like throwing it away to people next to them. The worst thing is people who are playing just video poker, mm-hmm. right? Throwing their money away to a faceless machine. It's the saddest thing. And, you know, I associate casinos, and especially poker, with just sadness.
And what's interesting to me, because I do like to gamble.
Right.
I'm responsible, but I do like the occasional card game and money riding on it. And so what's fun to me is playing those degenerates who are all but handing me their money,
right.
handing me their last $17 in their wallet, because they're playing a game that I understand and that they don't. So unless they get extremely lucky and hit some random card, they're going home a lot poorer. I'm going home a lot richer. So it's definitely two sides of the fence there. You watching the action and feeling sad. I'm watching them and just seeing them as suckers.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's, you know, it's
tomato, yeah, tomato.
Tomato, tomato, exactly. Well, you know, that's the thing, everybody. When you're dealing with, like, you know, human's well-being and everything, it really is tomato, tomato. It's mm-hmm. like one person could go, this is going good. Another person could go, oh, whatever.
Yeah, this is.
Wait, that didn't work at all. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, the good and whatever, there's not a huge contract.
Like good, bad.
But good bad, you know.
Never mind. Anyways.
So, I knew what you were saying.
Yeah,
but what I want to do during the next poker excursion that you and I go on for research purposes, of course,
yes,
is for you to play, because you're a smart guy, and I know you do understand the game of poker.
I do understand
and
the game
I think
of poker.
You can read people well, mm-hmm. and so I think you could do well mm-hmm. against those type of degenerate players. So it will be interesting to see if your tune changes and if you still feel that sadness when you're walking away with an extra $200 or $300. So that would be that I would like to see.
Okay.
So we'll focus on that at a later time. The poker drinks.
Ah, yes.
The poker drinks, they were cheap. That's one of the cool things about casinos is how cheap drinks are.
That was amazing. 50 cents.
That's
For a significant
yeah,
size?
Yeah, significant size.
Significant
that makes
size
sense.
Beverage. Yes, it was good. It was, you know, I got a Diet Coke for 50 cents. And
you tipped the guy. You were so excited that it was only 50
well,
cents.
Well, I like to note, yeah, I mean, basically I didn't have change on me, because usually you don't tip with change.
No,
usually
true.
You tip with, you know, single or whatever. So I gave the guy $1. So he got 100% tip.
Which is big.
I guess I could have been a jerk and asked him for a quarter back, but, you know, whatever. That would have been great, actually.
That still would have been a 50-cent tip.
It would have been big, yes, but still. And then my experience at the Hustler Casino in Gardena, California, is gave the guy a 50-cent tip. Came back, like, maybe 35, 40 minutes later. Guy had made me a Diet Coke before I got my order in.
Because you gave him the 50-cent tip to begin with.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good to be a regular.
It is.
On your second drink.
It's not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
No.
You know, you mentioned real quick that the casino is in Gardena, California.
Yes,
and it going to the Hustler Casino, you run into one of the great freeway signs. As you're getting off the 110 freeway, you go left to Compton and to go right to Gardena. So either Compton or Gardena, basically pick your poison.
God, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you'd get off the freeway and you get depressed before you even get off the off-ramp.
Yeah.
It's just like,
which,
you know,
I think that's how the casinos like it.
Because
you're already down coming in there. So they kind of got your hooks in already. And now, you also were a little bit brave, I think, and you sampled not just the food at the Hustler Casino, but a special type of food.
All right, let me just say this. I wanted a cheeseburger. I really wanted to say that was, to me, what would have been the quintessential, like, you know, casino food experience.
Absolutely. I mean,
the only other thing is maybe like, you know, peanuts or popcorn or something, but that's not, you know,
that's more baseball food, really.
Right. You know, it's like, you know, what other opportunity are you going to have, mm-hmm. right, to get a casino cheeseburger?
Agreed.
But I, to be honest with you, I didn't try that hard, but it didn't look like there was anyone around sort of the cheeseburger, mm-hmm. you know, snack bar area. Also, we should note here that this was around, what, like 1 in the morning?
Pretty close. Yeah, it was a little bit earlier. Yeah, it was after midnight.
Right, we're not talking like prime time dinner.
No, this was late.
Yeah,
where the real degenerates come in. We really wanted to get the seediness. Right. Really get the true atmosphere.
So you would think that, okay, so the bar is open, of course, mm-hmm. you know, and you would think, I mean, maybe what else would you think would be open, Nevin? You know, I mean,
just
the
in general?
Snack bar, right? The snack bar, maybe, right? Not the sushi area, but the sushi area was open with a sushi chef whose name turned out to be Mama.
Wow!
Yes, she was special. You know,
obviously so.
You know, making sushi, and it was, I'll say this much, overpriced for the quality, but there was love from
there
Mama.
There was love.
So the experience alone was almost worth it.
Well, meeting someone named Mama, this alone is a great experience.
And she took care of me. You know, she was concerned about me. You know, she, like, made sure I had chopsticks.
Wow.
She made sure I had soy sauce. It was very sweet of her.
You really connected with people at the Hustler Casino.
It's all about the love. I wasn't depressed.
That's good.
Maybe that's what happened.
That's good.
Maybe people sort of, you know,
they took to
brightened
you.
Up a
they
little
saw
bit.
A guy and they thought, let's take him in and give him sushi and we'll know when he drinks a Diet Coke.
You know, I would like to just note one other quick thing before we move on from this, which is that one of the degenerates at your table, at your fiance's table.
Yeah, she played as well, yes.
She was very good. This guy everybody looked sort of like Jesus. He had like
Jesus slash professor.
Acting like a pro, you know, playing it like, you know, what was it, like one, like,
well, it was like, it was no, like, it was no limit, but like $50 no limit. Right. So we're not talking about high stakes here.
Right, like 1-2, guy ordered something, this is great, ordered a Hustler salad.
A Hustler salad.
Yes, and
weird.
Received a Hustler salad, you know, which was effectively a Cobb salad.
Okay.
That was great. I was just very...
Well, you know, and it's funny you bring this up, because the thing I always find funny when it comes to food and casinos are the people who eat while they're playing.
Right.
And that's just odd to me.
See,
it throws me off.
But I completely agree. But see, what's funny about this to me is the guy didn't order, you know, a beer.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't order, I don't know, like a, you know, like a candy bar or something. He ordered a Cobb salad.
Yeah.
Like, a Cobb salad?
A Jesus-looking professor would order a Cobb salad at a CD casino.
I guess that's the only person.
In Gardena.
He probably is a professor. You're probably right.
I mean, that's the only explanation.
He probably teaches in Gardena.
Poor him, but still.
Well, why else would you... Why would you go out to the Hustler Casino in Gardena, California?
Why did we?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a really good question, Evan. Why did we go out to the Hustler Casino in Gardena, California?
He could be Beverly Hills, for all I know. But it's a good question. But it does you know... raise the point, why order a Cobb salad?
I was just going to say here, I'm sure he was somewhat of a regular because he ordered the Hustler salad.
True.
He was aware
of
that salad.
He knew what that was.
He was looking forward to that Hustler salad.
Was he talking about it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He was saying, I really want a Hustler salad to the waitress.
Oh, wow. So he
knows what's going on.
Yeah, he's been there once or twice. Weird. Woo! You never know who you're going to find at the Hustler Casino in Gardena, California. Tell them Mike and Nev sent you. They won't know us, but they like your money, so they won't care.
That's right. They'll go, okay, sir.
Sure, yes.
Guys, lose some money.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. This week's letter, Mike, I love this name, Jeffy. Jeff with a Y.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. That's always a Jeffy in Texas.
You know, there's one thing in names I can't stand. And, well, that's not true. But there is one of the things I can't stand. Extra letters.
Mm-hmm.
Letters that don't need to be there.
The Y doesn't need to be here in this case.
We know your name's Jeff.
True.
It's not Jeffy.
Jeffy. Yeah.
Jeffy.
I don't get why.
I don't like this letter already. He could be saying, I love you and want to give you $1 million, and I wouldn't like it.
Well, and I'm glad you feel this way, because he does not say, I want to give you $1 million, and he likes it.
Shocked.
He actually, he had some strong words for us. He was listening to last week's podcast about Will Smith's discussions to do sequels to his to upcoming movies about Hancock and I Am Legend.
Right.
And Jeffy writes, Dear Mike and Nev, it's not a sequel to I Am Legend, it's a prequel. Also, there is no sequel to Hancock in development at this time. The very first thing that sets a film in motion is when it gets picked up by a studio. This has not happened for a Hancock sequel, and it's signed Jeffy in Texas. Now, Mike, first of all, and maybe it's because, again, I just don't like his name, because I was in a bad mood already, we did say it was a prequel, first of all.
That does nothing to do with his name, Devin. You're correct. We said that. We were very clear, in fact. We discussed, in fact, the way it couldn't be a sequel,
right,
because something happens to Will Smith's character.
Well, let's just ruin the ending to the first
one. Sure, and so, everybody cover your ears.
If you haven't seen the movie.
Okay, we'll give you a second.
Ready?
Go.
Okay. Will Smith dies.
Okay.
His character at the end of I Am Legend is killed.
Okay.
So you could not make a sequel with Will Smith if it was continuing the story. The only way this movie could happen is if it was a prequel.
Man, I just...
So Jeffy, we were on the ball.
Oh.
And obviously you just weren't paying attention.
You know, he's missing two letters in his name, too. I mean, Jeffrey could maybe work.
Yeah, Jeffrey's fine.
Okay. Anyways, Jeffy, this is the thing, Jeffy. You know, we just told people to cover their ears, right, so that they wouldn't have to listen to the spoil. By the way, if you're still covering your ears,
we're done now.
We're not going to spoil
anything
here.
We're done.
But Jeffy, you may still be covering your ears, like perhaps you were during the entire podcast last week,
mm-hmm.
because we said it was a prequel, Jeffy.
We made that very, very clear,
Jeffy. Okay. To listen to a podcast, to experience a podcast, you need one sense out of the five.
Hearing.
Audio. Right, hearing. Don't need to read it.
Nope.
Don't need to smell it.
Mm-mm.
In fact, you can't smell it. You don't need to feel it.
Nope.
I mean, like, physically feel it. Right. If you feel it emotionally,
that's great.
But you don't need to physically feel it.
No.
Okay? Have I forgotten anything?
Taste it?
Yeah, you don't need to taste it.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't lick your computer screen, okay, Jeffy? Well, actually, maybe, you know what, Jeffy, go ahead and lick your computer screen. It's
you
fine
know,
with me. But
if you shock yourself, more power to you.
Great. But man, Jeffy, it's not that hard.
No.
It doesn't require a lot.
Listen to it in your car. Listen to it at work. Have some headphones.
Man.
We said prequel. And also,
yeah.
because you have been,
yeah.
like, in the entertainment industry, mm-hmm. and obviously, Jeffy's words about Hancock and this is the way to develop a film, there are other ways to do it.
Yes. Well, you know what? Okay, I'll give him a tiny bit of credit on this one. I don't know why. But I understand what he's trying to be in the know. Okay? He's trying to be hip and with it. Okay? Jeffy, you're not.
No.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
You're not. A, you're in Texas. B, your name's Jeffy.
Mm-hmm. That's two strikes right there, buddy.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And C, Jeffy. Oh, man, Jeffy. Here's the thing. Like, it's the very first thing that sets a film in motion is when it gets picked up by a studio. Jeffy, the very first thing that sets a film in motion is someone going, I want to make a film.
That's A.
Not the very first thing being, hey, a movie's made, let's have a studio pick it up, okay? Or a studio going, hey, you know, hey, I want to pick up a film that doesn't exist. let me talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jeffy. No.
Jeffy, if Will Smith, okay, yeah. with his star power,
yes.
says, I want to do a Hancock sequel.
Right.
It doesn't matter if one word has yet to be typed out. It will be made.
Right.
You get the star
yes.
on board,
right.
they'll find somebody, especially
and,
for a film that made over $100 million.
You know what? I want to say one other thing super quick, Jeffy, and then we got to stop because we've been ranting on this for too long.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, Jeffy, you know what? A film being in development can literally mean someone thinking about it in their head.
True.
It actually can mean that. You can actually, I can say right now to you, legitimately, I have numerous projects in various stages of development.
True.
I can say it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I have like four ideas for movies in my head
mm-hmm.
right now. That's in a stage of development, mm-hmm. and they're different projects. So you know what, Jeffy? No.
Yeah, no.
Just don't write in again. Don't write in again. If you want to listen to the podcast for the first time, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, because I say don't listen, but Brian
right.
is not doing that anyway.
Right. And everybody else who listens, thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Encourage you to continue to use the one sense you need to be able to enjoy this podcast.
Ears.
Ears. Audio.
Audio. Hearing. Speakers. Got it, Jeffy? Okay, I think we made our point.
And I would just like to say, I never want to say that name again.
No,
in my life.
Let's stop.
It's over.
No more.
Okay.
More. No, the guy with the Y at the end of his name. Let's refer him to it now on. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Neb. Keep checking us out at mikeandneb.blogspot.com. For Michael Mama Feldman, and I was going to say the word. I was actually going to say the word you refused to say, but I refrained myself.
Don't sink that low.
I'm just going to say Michael Mama Feldman.
Okay, fine.
I'm Nevin Barrage. Is it Things That Matter?